Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Be here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy Thursday. What a gorgeous morning it is across the Delaware Valley. It doesn't get much better than this. We got a Memorial Day weekend upon us, so it's going to be great. And we got, man, Phil's needed that yesterday. That was a big, big game. There are certain games in baseball that mean a little bit more than others. And yesterday, that was a game that could actually jolt them. That was one of those games that it felt good. I think they needed to feel good about themselves. Certainly, Trey Turner needed to feel good about himself. And, you know, and he was on his way to a really strong, bad day, right? I mean, he's swinging bad pitches, bats no good. And, you know, coming up with that clutch home run was just a big deal for him. I'm hoping that that's what he's a great ball player, man. He really is. I know we have a caller, Rob from Delco, who's terrific, who was calling every day. Trey Turner stinks. And, you know, and he's joking, and he knows, listen, the Trey Turner is a great, great player. And so
he's a bum.
Yeah. You just need to get hot and start to feel good about yourself. And I just thought yesterday, especially you're down 5-0, Ranger scuffling early, right? And it looked like Ranger wasn't going to get past 30. He actually righted himself a little bit and was able to give him a decent outing. You know, I mean, you can't give up 5 runs early. And then you're looking at your lineup is going, I'm already looking up at a big hole. But he actually, you know, he righted the ship a little bit, in which I was happier for his next start, where I think that actually kind of goes into play. So you got that, and then, you know, you get the comeback, man. Like, that was a big comeback, and then to win it is just means a lot for this team, because nothing's been right, right? Like, if you look at the first 2 months of the season, it's been the pitching fails, the timely hitting fails, even the bullpen at times failed, right? And the bullpen's been really the shining light. So you've had all three parts of your club, and they haven't been really in sync at all. So, and the hitting, obviously, it's just the lineup just needs to get hot. The weather needs to turn, and they need to just be able to drive the baseball. So that was a big deal. I just think some of those pinpoint kind of moments. One of the things we're going to do today is we're going to get into the mind of the great athlete. So we have a special guest today, and he's a head doctor, a head coach for great athletes. In fact, he's Jalen Hurts's head coach. And he's a really interesting guy, Dr. Elko. And what he does is, and he's behind Nick Saban at Alabama, and that's where he hooked up with Jalen. And it's all about the head, right? We think about your mind and sports and how important it is to have your attitude and to have, you know, no doubts. Right, and it happens. And listen, we all played some sort of sport from the beginning of our lives, right? We may not be great athletes and turned into, you know, but you know, quarterbacks making $100 million and the whole thing, and Bryce Harper. But you know, if you played any sort of baseball, you know how it can just creep into your mind. In fact, yesterday, Tunis and I were talking about dreams, sports dreams, which were like nightmares, and the idea that I can tell you how many times I had the dream where, you know, you go to throw the ball and you just get, you know, nothing on it, right? It just kind of drips out of your arm. And you wind up and the ball just drips out of your arm, right? Or you go up for a layup and you just can't get the ball over the rim. And you're like, what? Like, what's going on? And it's that kind of your mind that messes with you. So Dr. Elko is the head doctor, right? He's the head coach type of thing. So he's your head coach. And so we're going to talk to him. And one of the things that we've seen with Jalen is he has this incredible mind. Right. And it's a tireless work ethic. And it's, you know, about, you know, your belief system and how I've never seen anyone. And sometimes I think we haven't talked enough about Jalen Hurts. Right? Only because last season, I've never really seen a season like that where a guy changes his entire portfolio, like it's everything about him that scouts thought. He just changed it. He altered himself. I mean, look, we all saw the Tampa playoff game 2 years ago. And that season, he was not a good thrower. He had a lot of issues. You know, seeing where the ball goes. You know, the whole point of pushing him left, right, and just the idea of him as a thrower, like, you know, he was a dynamic runner and a great leader and everything, but you wondered, you know, well, would he be able to throw the football down the field and throw it well enough to be, a top 10 quarterback? And what he did last year was just astounding. What he did was, like, remade himself. And I go back to the Super Bowl and the throws that he was making. I mean, the throws he made were just amazing, just beautiful, on the money, and he had a great season. He made all the right reads. And listen, there's things like being in the same system for the first time. That, of course, the familiarity with your system as a quarterback, such a big deal. But what he did, again, you had to have great resolve to be able to just remake yourself. And so I'm anxious to talk to Dr. Elko about this and, you know, what it takes to do that. Because, first of all, your mind has to make it plausible, right? Like, you're looking up, and to remake your whole self, which as a thrower, you got to believe that you can do that. So your mind has to overcome that, the obstacle first, before the physical and the muscle memory and all that comes into play. So it's a fascinating thing. I love, and I'm very interested in the makeup of the great athlete. The great athlete. Like, I do believe Joel Embiid is a great athlete and an Embiid can win it. I think there's a couple things at play. And one is, I do think he needs a better X and O coach. And it's not a cop-out. And I do think he needs, you know, a someone to get in the basketball and to come up with a better plan than him, you know, hanging out 29 feet from the basket trying to break down two guys as a 7-2 guy. We know that, like, the end of games. But I think the biggest thing is with Joel, what I think he needs to work on, and a guy like Dr. Elko could probably really help him, which is he's got to get over the when times are tough, the mope piece. Right? Like that shrugging of the shoulder, rounded shoulders, the kind of like droopiness that there, because that does come when things are going well, when he's rolling, you know, I mean, he's unstoppable. He's a force and he can always be a force. And that's the last hurdle to ultimate greatness. Cause he's a great ball player, man. Great, great ball player. That little tweak. And so it's the Bryce Harper moment, right? Like Bryce Harper locks in. That home run was still one of the most amazingly clutch at-bats that we've ever seen. And I'm fascinated by the makeup. We're going to talk a lot about that today. We'll talk about the Phillies. We'll talk about the Shore weekend. So we got some good Shore stuff as well. But the interesting thing about, you know, the mind and the great athlete, we're going to discuss a lot today. Good morning, Chunez.
What's up, man? Yeah, this is a fascinating conversation. And one of the first things I think of outside of Jalen Hurts, because he's a guy where I doubted his some of his physical attributes. Well, not physical, because the guy could squat 600 pounds and obviously he's a athletic freak, but the ability to throw, right? You mentioned it.
Right.
But one of the first guys I think of is Michael Jordan. Now, Michael Jordan had all the talent in the world. But the thing that I took away from watching The Last Dance, which was awesome, that 10-part docuseries, the dude was borderline psycho, right? Like, he found the smallest things to motivate him, right? Like, oh, this guy looked at me weird. I'm going to put up 60 against him today, even though I put up 60 the last four games, and I don't need to put up 60 tonight, but I'm going to put up 60 today because he looked at me weird. I remember the one scene where he's talking about, and this is for anybody, he's like, you know, it's easy to talk smack when you're up 1-0 or 2-0 in a series. You're crazy if you're talking smack when you're down 1-0 or 2-0 in the series and you have to come back. Like, that's when the person is built differently.
That's right.
And Michael Jordan is one of those guys where he was built differently. And I just think about how you almost have to be borderline psychotic, some of these athletes, right? Like Jalen Hurts, the guy speaks in cliches. The guy seems like a robot sometimes at the podium. But then, you know, you tear back the curtain a little bit and you see him in the locker room. You know, they post the videos of the locker room speeches after they win. The guys love him. Like, the guy's the ultimate teammate, ultimate athlete,
and
ultimate
funny, they,
warrior,
they loved
whatever
him,
you want to call him.
They loved him from the beginning.
Right.
He's such an interesting character because we have not comes after Wentz. He was, you know, took most people, including myself, by surprise. Mm-hmm. And how great he's become. I mean, let's face it, he's the best quarterback in the NFC right now.
Yeah, he's number one.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And these top athletes, and you think about it. I'm not about to put Jalen Hurts in a category of Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
No. Listen, I mean, look, you know, you got Mahomes, and you got Allen, and you got some, you know, great, great quarterbacks in the other conference. So, and he still needs to do it another year.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, he needs to continue his path. But what it is you trust him.
Yeah, you trust him.
Right?
For sure. And it's just, you know, he's football's his life. Right? Yep. Obviously, he's a bit of an entrepreneur. You know, he's got a serious relationship and all that kind of stuff. But football is, you know, it's almost like Danny Rojas. Football is life. You know, like American football is life for Jalen Hurts.
But
you just look at some of these guys, man. Like, the guys that are the continuous winners.
Love Danny Rojas.
Jordan, Tom Brady. I watched the latest episode last night. It was awesome. Jordan, Tom Brady, you know, Wayne Gretzky. It's these guys that they're clearly built differently. It's, yes, the talent is there. That's why you say Michael Jordan's one of the best basketball players of all time. But there's also a mentality with these guys. You know, I know LeBron, people are talking about his legacy because he got swept by the Nuggets and he's only won four championships compared to six. The guy's still built differently. You know, the guy's never in trouble. The guy's, you know, like, it's basketball.
Nah,
like, basketball is his life.
Listen, and he knew his path from, you know, from he was a middle schooler.
Right. Whereas a guy like Ben Simmons, all the talent in the world, we're talking about Joel Embiid and having mope issues, right? Dude, I mean, Ben Simmons is a different world for this guy.
Wentz.
This guy was MVP if he doesn't get hurt in 2017. And then just, it's done.
It is one of the really most interesting stories because Wentz was on that trajectory.
Yeah.
And you wonder, is it just because the mind just messed him up? And then he became almost embittered and stubborn and, you know, trying to do it all himself. And it went off the rails. And he never got to put it back on the. It's amazing that he's without a team.
Yeah, the only rumor is he might be the backup to Dak. That's the only rumor I've seen.
Think about that for a second. Pretty. We want to talk about a fall from grace.
Yeah, 6 years isn't that long ago.
No. Not a quarterback. Listen, you're supposed to get better.
Yeah.
Like right now, he should be I always say when you hit 30, your best year is a quarterback from 30 to 35. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis. We're just getting started on a Thursday.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, open the vault.
You know, when we began opening this vault nearly 2 hours ago, we had no real idea what we'd find inside. As it turns out, we haven't found very much.
Yes, the vault brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
All right, like I said, a decent amount of boxing stuff in the vault today. So 1965, Ant, was the second fight between Ali and Liston. So we go back. Today's date, May 25th, 1965. Here's the intro to Ali Liston inside the ring.
The main event, 15 rounds.
Wow.
For the heavyweight championship of the world. The principal, introducing from Denver, Colorado. He's wearing black trunks. He weighs 215 and a quarter.
The quarter?
I love that. I love their...
And now, the challenger, Sonny Liston. His opponent, from Louisville, Kentucky. He's wearing white trunks. He weighs 206. The heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali.
Wow. He's booed.
Wow.
Liston got cheered. I cut that part out just, you know, for time. But Liston was getting cheered.
They booed Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, Ali got booed. And so the fight audio kind of sucked, which sucks. It was on TV, so they let the fight itself basically do the speaking for them. So here's a quick little clip from the actual fight.
We note that early, halfway through this first round, that Sonny is shooting mostly, although he's going to the head now, mostly toward that body. You know the old story, you kill the body and the head might follow.
That was the first round,
wow.
and Ali wins it in two. Where am I at?
Sonny Liston.
Here's the announcement of the win.
The timekeeper.
Keeper.
The timekeeper counted out Liston in 1 minute of the first round.
Feist.
1 minute of the first round.
They sound like cartoon
round.
Characters, don't they?
I am not now.
Yes, see?
And still, the heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali.
I was here first, see?
The Sonny Liston story is an interesting story.
Tell me more.
There's a whole story about the spit bucket and what was at the bottom of the spit bucket.
Ah, okay. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Another fight that happened on this date. I forget the year. My apologies. Philly's own Joe Frazier goes up against Ron Stander for the heavyweight title of the world.
You can't sell Ron Stander short. With all the odds against him and the fight going against him, look at him fight back. Unlike Terry Daniels, this fella has not been down. We're in round four, and Frazier is getting hit. The king from Philadelphia, who was in a slaughterhouse before he became a fighter, might very well be in one here with this kid from Council Bluffs, Iowa. The right eye of Stander almost closed.
What? Like, that kid from Iowa is going to beat Joe Frazier?
This kid battle. a tremendous battle for the heavyweight title, with all the odds favoring the champion. And look at Standard hanging in and landing punches. Frazier seems to be biding his time, George.
That's right. I think he's trying to get the other boy to punch himself out a little bit.
But every time Joe comes in with that left uppercut or that left hook, Standard shudders. And he's getting hit now. There he landed a right on Joe Frazier and answers with a left. Head to head, eyeball to eyeball. That's the kind of a fight it is. The cut is over the right eyebrow. 1 minute left. We're in round number four. Neither man has been down. But it's a sheet of claret down the nose of Stander. And there's those lefts. A series. He turns his back. Frazier looking for the opening now. Stander hanging on for the moment. Gets hit with a right but keeps punching. Frazier with an uppercut. Frazier landing in close. Viciously. You see Stander holding, and that's the first time tonight.
That's right. He's having a little problem with his vision also. Unless he's having problems getting his punches up, he can't even really see where he's swinging.
And there's the left by Frazier in the uppercut. But Stander keeps throwing. 14 seconds left, round four, and Stander has not been down. Frazier cutting him up methodically. In close. Just cutting him to ribbons now.
Wow. Cutting him to ribbons.
Joe Frazier, still heavyweight champion of the world. The doctor stops the fight at the end of round number four.
So here's the thing that was wonderful. I'm watching the fight while I'm grabbing the audio. It wasn't even close, dude. The announcer's going, wow, give Stander credit because he stayed up. Dude, he was getting pummeled. And looked like he was going
I love the fact you're watching old fights.
Oh, dude, no, because I've said this a million times. I'm blessed of being 29 and the era that I grew up in, but I missed boxing. I missed out on the heyday of boxing, and I love watching it. And, dude, like, he was about to drop the entire round. The only thing I give him credit for is that he stayed up the entire round, but he wasn't throwing any punches. He was kind of just, like, pushing Frazier away. And they're, oh, look at Stan. It was almost like, you know, when if the baseball team's down 10-0, and they're like,
right.
The bases are loaded.
Right.
Keep on watching this ball game, please. We're begging you. It's like when Chris Collinsworth is saying Ben DiNucci was Patrick Mahomes. Like, we need you to watch this game. It was not even that close of a contest, but Frazier wins.
Wow, you wouldn't think, you know.
Yeah.
Joe, they call that guy's a tomato can.
They call it after the fourth round. All right, three more clips, but two more things for you. Today's a birthday to celebrate. It's Dave Hollins' birthday, Ant. Wow. That, of course, 1993, NLCS Game 6
head
against the Braves. So the Phillies advanced to the World Series in that series. The Flyers advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals in this one. 1997 Eastern Conference Finals, Game 5, tied at 2 apiece until Brindy gives the Flyers the lead.
Dude!
Dude,
that was the greatest, man. Ace of Tikkanen.
And then they end up winning and working on the fly. Here's how it sounded at the end.
Oh, my God. 88. LeClaire. Legion of Doom.
Are you shocked they never won?
Yeah.
Like shock, shock, shock. Now, obviously, the Lindros injury was the, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Out of all teams, I'll ask you, out of all teams, is that the team that shocks you the most?
That never won?
Yeah.
Let me think about it.
I guess because, like, 2011, Phils, but they won in 08, even though it was a different roster, per se, but that era won at least one time.
So if you really go over the teams, I'd be honest with you.
90s or
how
early 2000s,
the hell the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl under Andy Reid. I still can't believe Carolina, Tampa, those NFC Championship games, 02, 03. Come on.
You can go this Sixers team, too.
I was going to say that, too. But they're freaking Flyers, man.
We'll discuss.
I miss that.
Yeah.
I missed them. Dude, hearing that?
Yes, eh?
No, not the final miss. The Fox. Oh, my God.
Dakota? Weighing in?
Yeah, man. Yes, eh?
And the black trunks?
Why do they talk like that? They talk like and then it goes back.
Hold, for our YouTube page, they hold the microphone like this.
Right.
Right. It's coming down from the ceiling.
And there we go. The Judge Joe Walcott scores it 122-120. I like Chris. They're all cartoon characters.
Yes. Before WWE, man.
Yeah. Yeah. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunis right here, 97 by the Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
11:50 across the Delaware Valley. I love reading that Maurice Peary.
Because it brings you to a happy place.
It does. It does. It's funny. I used to always love Memorial Day weekend. But the weather was never good on Memorial Day.
No, it still wasn't great this year. It's a little overrated in terms of the festivities, like the beach festivities. You know, we did the senior week or you know, freshman year of college. It's the first weekend post semester, and we did the Wildwood stuff. And you go on the beach, you're freezing.
I mean,
60 degrees out.
Monday is going to be 80 degrees. Now that's up here.
Up here. Down the shore, I think it was upper 60s. My dad was excited for that because I was on the phone with him yesterday.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's cool.
Bringing 70 degrees. High of 70 on Monday.
That's cool. That's awesome.
And then, of course, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the following week is 75, 78, 76. So the following weekend's actually going to be better than Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of how it always goes. It usually goes that way. What's your favorite Brigantine treat? Is there a treat in Brigantine that you love? Because you're a Brigantine man.
That's a great question. Because it all depends. Like, you know me, I love breakfast. I'm a big breakfast guy. And there's a place down the shore in Brigantine called Yanni's, and they make fresh bagels every single morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they make a jalapeno bagel.
I love
that. And they have jalapeno cream cheese. So I get the jalapeno cream cheese to then put on top of the jalapeno bagel. And, dude, I toast it. My God, it's an incredible combination.
Right.
So that's a big one for me.
I'm not the cream cheese guy.
I know you're not a cream cheese guy, but the jalapeno
bagel sounds good.
And the bagel itself is good, right. Like, if I didn't do the cream cheese, it would be good by itself. There is a pizza place down there called McHugh's, which they're the ones that deliver it to the beach. And it's very typical beach style pizza. Like, it's, you know, it's not like the, oh my God, it's the greatest slice of pizza I ever had in my life, but it tastes like beach pizza, which that's a different taste. We always talk about
the Mac and Macos.
Yeah, like we always talk about the cheesesteak, right?
I'm a Max guy.
Every cheesesteak tastes differently. They're all good. It's kind of like every boardwalk pizza. It's kind of good. It's just they're all a little bit different in their own way. And then, of course, Stocks, you know, it's down there. Stocks Pound Cake's a pretty big deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Carl, he lives down there, man. Had a beer with Mr. Stock.
Really?
No, yeah, multiple times. He's an elk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I've had many a beer with Mr. Stock. And he makes the, you know, the pound cake. The greatest
That's
thing,
a legendary pound cake.
It's a great pound cake. And, like, they serve it at the bait shop, too. So
oh, yeah?
You can get your worms and your...
And your pound cake?
And your pound cake at the same time.
Nice cup of coffee. Yeah. Some worms.
So there's all kinds of spots. But it, Brigantine's more local. It's not like a boardwalk. There is no boardwalk. There's no boardwalk in Brigantine. It's not like Ocean City. It's not like Wildwood. Like, they got the, there's this, the Richmond's ice cream, and they do all, like, the other stuff, like burgers and fries and shakes and all that kind of stuff. But it's very typical beach food. But it's not, they don't have, like, a boardwalk where it's like, this is the fried Oreo place. This is the fudge place. This is that place. So, Brigantine lacks a little bit there.
All right.
Got cool bars, though. You know, got the beach, you know, the beach bar. Pretty cool.
Oh, my man.
It's going to be a fun
Rob year. LaScala.
Is that going to be open, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This weekend?
I'll find out for you.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, you know people.
I'll find out for you because LaScala, Rob bought it
and
is doing some amazing things. Well, I heard it's going to be incredible.
Yeah, it was a cool beach bar to begin with, but I imagine.
Beach bars are the best.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Let me get Nicky up here. Nick, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Nicky.
Do beach bars. I mean, what is better than a beach bar?
Nah, beach bar, the rules.
I mean, nothing.
Yeah, rules.
It rules, man. I'm jealous, man. I'm jealous. Tuna's going down the shore. We're going up to a wedding in Bayonne, well, Liberty Park, Jersey City, and then my wife's taking, as soon as we get back, she's packing up the car again and going down to Ocean City.
Are you going? You're not going?
We rent a place with her best friend, and she has a dog. Her best friend has a dog, and our dog and their dog and her dog that they don't socialize. They're non-sociable dogs. So yeah. So but we can't. We lost our dog sitters, man. We lost our dog sitters. They used to take the dog with them for a week, and I used to go down the shore. So we're working something out. We're working something out for because they got the house for a month. So.
Oh, wow. So you're going to stay home and dog sit.
I have work hours Wednesday, Thursdays where I have to physically be in the state of Delaware. So what I usually do is kind of go down Sunday early and go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then hit the road Wednesday. So I do like the off weekend. I do like my personal businessman weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So. Tunis, what is up with the Phils, man?
Hey, you got a big win yesterday, man.
Big win.
Let's go fighting.
I want to hear from my man Rob from Delco. I want him to go. Trey Turner doesn't stink.
Yeah, dude, I got in my car. Your show ended. I got it. And 10 minutes later, I leave the office. I get in my car. And all I hear is a home run. And I was like, okay. All right, kids. Back in the game. Yeah, but Flyers.
They needed that, man.
They needed.
That was a monster comeback win that they needed. We needed it. They needed it big time. So that's one that we could point to and circle.
And say this changed the season.
Yes.
Two things. First of all, you needed to get that extra check in the win column and not the extra check in the loss column. That one game is going to be important when you get to the end of the season, I believe. But second of all, emotionally, that team needed that. And the way they came back, it's one thing if they're up, if Diamondbacks went up 5-0 in the first and you score one in the second and one in the third and one in the fifth and two in the seventh and take the lead. But the 5-0, yeah, it's 5-3 and then basically the last batter. I mean, the last batter comes up and ties the game, that crowd got energized, and hopefully that team realizes that, hey, wait a second, we got to start doing our thing.
Yeah, I think so. I think the same thing.
You've been saying that listen, it's early. I agree with you. But the more, like every week you would come on a Monday or Tuesday and go, yeah, it's still early, but I'm a little concerned. I've been concerned.
So yeah, I can't be this right concerned. Now. You know, again, you know what it is? The freaking pitching, dude. I did not expect the rotation to fall apart like that.
Well, look, there's things we sometimes, your buddy Brad, Big Brain on Bad, always says that. Like, when we look at a game on the app, we just think logistically and the mechanics of it. But what we never calculate is, hey, Phillies went to the World Series. Those pitchers pitched more than they ever did in their entire career.
Yeah, it's true. And Wheeler already had an issue. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And Wheeler already had an issue.
Yeah. Would you have one of the Flyers?
Like, I grew up watching them. I was a young teenager, and that fast, physical sports, the Lindros line, the Legion of Doom, like, I grew up with that. And now you get these Florida teams. They're always in the cup. Every year they're in a cup, and we can't sniff it. These subtropical states with hockey teams are sniffing Stanley Cups, and we can't even be competitive in a playoff series.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Have a great weekend.
You too, my brother. Enjoy the wedding.
Yeah. Thanks, brother.
See you, pal.
By the way, another spot in the Brigantine. Kevin reminds me of Versus, the big bakery down there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Versus.
Yeah.
Great spot. My dad always treats himself.
You know, who used to work down there was E. Rose. Was Tucci's daughter.
That's
Erica
right.
Rose.
How about that?
She was always it. She worked at Versus and Brigantine.
And they got the deli down there that Vince from Philly Sports Trips used to work at.
Oh, they make good cheesesteaks there.
Yes, they do. And good spots down there.
That is a good spot.
They got a lot of spots.
You're right. Every shore town has a different vibe.
Right.
You grew up. Again, I grew up going to Wildwood for 2 weeks out of the year.
I grew up Ocean City, New Jersey, which was, you know, more family feel.
But when did you have your house? Yeah.
Oh, they didn't move down until 2017. My dad watched the Super Bowl in Brigantine. That was like his first winter. Was the Eagles Super Bowl. So 2016, post summer, they moved in.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was already.
You didn't. Okay, I got you.
They were empty nesters at that.
Right.
That's why they moved down. They were like, why are we still living in the hill? It's just the two of us.
Right. Might as well get down to shore.
Right. So my dad worked from home. My mom, you know, works in healthcare, so she picked up and found a job fairly easily. Yeah.
You know what's funny? More people now
can do that.
Like, well, and that's why these shore towns, there's more people now are just moving down there.
They got lucky because they went down pre-COVID. So the price on the house was much more affordable than what it is now. Yeah. And they didn't get one of the giant, the shore houses that are,
I know,
the immaculate four stories.
I know.
Right. Theirs looks like a house. Like, you walk in, it's like, oh, my God, you would not think you were at the beach when you were inside their house.
Yeah, I mean, some of those places, God bless. That's all you say, man, is God bless.
You go, hey, good for you.
You know.
There's houses, you know, I like to do the drive every once in a while around just to look at the houses. And there's one house, dude, that's got an elevator, two different elevators. Two different elevators, different parts of the house. What did you do to get that?
I know.
Got like 16 rooms. There's always only one car in the driveway. You're like, man, it's quiet.
That's where you want to be a squatter.
Yeah, exactly. They wouldn't even know.
If you're one of the 17
right,
decks.
Like, come on, you're not going to notice.
Right. You'll be on one of the 17 decks.
I promise I'll be clean. Like, I won't be a problem.
Right.
I wonder if I could do that. I'd knock on the door and be like, listen, my parents live down here. Yeah, you might, like, I know the area. I won't be an issue. I crash.
That's classic. But every shore town has its own kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know? That's why, like, again, the Wildwood to me was always the best place for a kid. Like, what better place? Now, I know Ocean City's.
That was cool.
But the Wildwood Boardwalk is what, three times the size of Ocean City?
Yeah, it's huge. It's gigantic. Ocean City, I don't know. Like, I go Ocean City arcades greater than Wildwood arcades. Because the Wildwood arcades were more so like, except for the big one right on one of the piers, Ocean City had some pretty good arcades down there. Miniature golf at Ocean City was better because there was like 50 of them on the boardwalk.
You know, I listen, all due respect, Wildwood's got 17 miniature golf courses and all the arcades you want. I mean, it's hard to, you can't beat it from that standpoint. Right or wrong?
I don't know. I appreciated the Ocean City arcade scene, man.
It does not get, you can't compare
the great
to Wildwood,
one was the Pirates, the Pirate Cove, because that was the amusement park and the arcade. It was a double dip.
Dude, you got about six piers of stuff. Yo, bro.
I hear you. We're just
I mean,
you
know, I don't think you
we're just doing competing childhoods right now at this point.
I don't think
this is a Jordan and LeBron debate at this point.
I mean, bro, I think it's clearly MJ. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's more MJ Dirk.
Oh, Dirk called me.
Well, I mean, Kobe. How about that? Kobe's great.
I'll take Kobe, yeah.
I mean, wow, it's pretty substantially. It's just bigger. Right or wrong? I mean, you got to go. You want to make it a poll?
You also like Wildwood because you could do more wrongdoing at the Wildwood Boardwalk, probably.
Okay, well.
Yeah, let's be honest.
No,
let's be real. Wildwood Boardwalk is shady at points, man.
Dude, come on. It's not even close.
Let me ask you, are you letting Moss walk on the boardwalk by himself in Wildwood at like 9 o'clock at night?
Of course not.
But in Ocean City, you are.
No. No, but seriously, it's not even close. Wildwood, 100 times better than Ocean City when it comes to boardwalk. Come on now. My boy, Ocean City's boardwalk is a church carnival compared to Wildwood.
Oh, that's from Darren, yeah.
Right?
He's a big beach man.
Come on, bro. He's right. So, yo, Bo, here you go. Lascaux, the beach. Here's your Brigantine update for the beach bar.
Oh, this is exciting.
All right. So, it looks like 2 weeks, the Lascaux beach bar, and it's going to be ridiculous.
That's fine by me because that's post, Memorial Day. It's going to be packed down there. That's nice. So it's going to be a little bit more quiet.
2 weeks, it'll be open. And it's going to be, like, it's going to be amazing. He's going to have a raw bar.
Yeah, let me know.
Like, it's going to be ridiculous.
I'll try to go down for the opening. Let me know when it's open. I'll try to go down that weekend.
All right. Yeah, Robbie says it's going to be, I think it's going to be amazing.
Oh, I bet.
My man, Lenape Football. Three water parks in Wildwood, Ocean City JV.
OC's got one water park.
I mean, listen,
it's a hell of a boardwalk.
I can't even say that because I never spent any time in Ocean City.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We're comparing our childhoods.
I don't even think I've been there. Maybe I've been there a couple times, just passing through, you know. I think I did one summer. I did all the shows. We did shows at all the local Primos.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was in Ocean City. I just remember, and I think I took the kids there one time. And it was like, it was nothing. Like the boardwalk, it felt like, I hate to say it, but you know, the carnival's right.
You can't go, it's nothing.
It's a carnival. Like the St. Margaret's Carnival is going on right now.
Oh, stop. It's not a carnival.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not. It is smaller.
I mean, I'll give you this. It's better than Sea Isle.
Yes.
Sea Isle's not even a boardwalk.
No, it's not a boardwalk. It's like Brigantine. You got a seawall.
Yeah. You know?
Ocean City, the boardwalk, like the heart of it is only from 3rd Street to 14th. And then there's obviously the rest of the boardwalk with the houses and stuff, but where there's attractions, it's only 3rd to 14th. Whereas Wildwood, I mean, you're crossing multiple parts of Wildwood.
Wow. Dude, I'm looking at the...
You got a damn tram car for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, you need it because of how long that thing is.
Bro, I'm looking at the construction. of the La Scala Beach House, it's called. This place looks ridiculous. Dude, this place looks outrageous. It's going to be amazing.
Well, that's exciting.
That's cool. Yeah, dude, no, you can't compare the two. Treats, way better treats. People go nuts with the Mac and Manco. That's not Max isn't better than that?
Dude, it's the same thing. Let's be honest.
All right, but come on. The fry places, the ice cream places. It's just bigger.
It might be bigger, but the bigger's not necessarily always better.
Yes, it is. It's more options.
It's all the same options.
No, the options
it's
are
French
better.
French fry.
No, it's a supreme fry.
Fried Oreo.
Dude, games.
Funnel cake. Lemonade. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, but it's a quality better. The quality's better than Wild.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. You're right with the seediness.
Yeah, man.
Like, there's more thieves in Wildwood.
Yes.
All right? Like, so, those games.
I hate those guys. Hey, why don't you try to win some for your pretty lady?
Yeah,
I'm almost 30. Can you leave me alone?
Right. But the games are, those dudes are thieves.
Well, I read the story.
Yes.
I think it was early this year, the woman that got arrested.
Yes.
Amount of money she stole from the public.
They're just thieves.
Yeah, come on, dude.
And thieves. Oh my God.
Don't you want to buy this or get this brand new jersey? All you have to do is shoot this basketball that won't fit in his net. Unless you had the stroke of Kobe.
You know what the best was? Those stupid peach baskets.
Yeah.
So if you had something in it, right, it weighed it down. Look how easy. And then when you took it out, the thing was like a Super Bowl. And it would just go... They're all thieves. All right. We got the Shore Wars going on right now.
Oh, yeah. It's popping on Twitter.
All right. So let's go to the Shore Wars. Jimmy is in Ocean City. Jimmy, I know you're picking up for Ocean City, brother.
I'm Team Tunis here. You can't say MJ and Dirk, okay? Especially if you haven't spent a lot of time there. I give Wildwood the water park scene. That's fine. They have better water parks, but family fun for Ocean City's way better. You can't even
way better.
You can't compare the two.
How could you compare the boardwalk?
Yeah, the boardwalk. It's longer. I mean, it's
bro,
bigger.
Come on, be honest.
There, you haven't spent a lot of time.
I haven't. Listen, full disclosure. I haven't. So I'm being real with you. But you can't tell me that it's way better when you think of the boardwalk itself. You agree that it's smaller and doesn't have enough as Wildwood does.
And if you have young kids or even, I don't know, kids under 10, after 10 or 12, sure, Wildwood's better for the bigger kids. But young kids, I don't know. I grew up in Ocean City. You can't beat it.
Yeah, you grew up
Wildwood,
in Ocean City.
Wildwood was a step down.
Yeah, but you say that because that's your childhood. You're not looking at it objectively. You're not looking at it objectively. Why? So you're a highfalutin Ocean City, you say.
I don't know. There's no crime in Ocean City. I bet you there's some crime in Wildwood.
Okay, come on, bro. It's not exactly like, you know.
No, but I'm just.
I mean, you act like it's escape from New York. Like there's, it's crime ridden. Stop.
If you have little kids, Ocean City's better for you. That's all. It's a better family fun area.
Well, that's because again,
you
that's your
you can't call
Dirk.
Ocean City Dirk.
Actually,
it's ridiculous.
It's not Dirk. It's Dwayne Wade. I'm just busting your balls. Listen, I know it means a lot to you. Listen,
Ocean City's MJ. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
That's awesome, brother. You enjoy your. Are you down there now?
I'm in Atlantic City working.
Oh, yeah? You going down for the weekend?
I live down here.
All right. Well, enjoy it, my brother. Good stuff.
Thanks.
See you, pal. 610-632-0975. Shore Wars 2023 upon us. That's just a personal bias, my man over there. You and Jimmy, because you spent your childhood down there, you can't tell me it's the Wildwood's a step down. Come on. 610-632-0975. Dutch Radio with the Tunis. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wow. I gotta tell you, Shore Wars 2023 are hopping. Ah, there it is. Let's pull it up.
Hello, Anthony. It's Dick Tunis here.
Hello, Dick.
At the CBS Sports Desk.
Dick Ocean City Tunis.
Live from Brigantine, New Jersey. They're not in this current matchup, but the Shore War. Better Shore Town to be as a kid, Ocean City, New Jersey, or Wildwood, Anthony? This poll runs till the end of the show tomorrow, leading
right
into Memorial Day weekend.
That would be right.
So we're in the very, 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 very early stages of the first quarter because there's 25 hours remaining. 50-50
what?
Between Ocean City and Wildwood.
Dude.
Nearing 400 votes.
Ah, this is going to be awesome.
Back
Wildwood,
to you, Anthony.
The Ocean City. I guess not fair to do any other shore towns, right? Like, we're going to do, we'll cover all the towns tomorrow, but the two heavyweights is a Wildwood Ocean City.
Yeah, because like Ventnor's beautiful, right? And Avalon is beautiful. We have Avalon Bryant. You know, these are beautiful short towns. But
Stone Harbor.
Stone Harbor. But it's
Cape May.
It's all like, I've been to Stone Harbor, I've been to a couple bars there. It's really cool.
Right.
But yeah, it's all
we gotta do the Wildwood Ocean City.
Well, because it's boardwalks. Like Cape May has
Seattle doesn't have it.
Cape May has that strip.
Right.
You know, like, these are like the boardwalks.
Right.
Brigantine. That's why I don't put Brigantine in the conversation. I love Brigantine.
Right.
It's like, I've had the different...
Dude, but you can't... Ocean City people act like, you know, Wildwood's Greaterford. Like, it's the yard at Greaterford.
Right.
I mean, stop. I mean, come on. Don't act like...
Yeah, would you ever send your kids there?
I know.
Well, I did say that. Would you ever let Miles walk on the boardwalk 9 o'clock at night by himself?
I wouldn't do that in Ocean City.
I did. At that age.
Oh, well, I'm proud of you. I'm not doing that. All right? No. On both occasions. Definitely not Wildwood. But it's not the yard at Holmesburg. I mean, come on, bro. You act like you're gonna walk the yard and gonna get shanked.
So I've had the different eras of my life at different beaches. So Ocean City was the childhood era, which is great. You know, you go to the beach. Or in the morning, we did the morning bike ride as a family on the boardwalk. You get off, then you go to the beach, then you get off, you get the lunch, go back on the beach, you come back, you do something together as a family at night. Kids go to bed, mom and dad are drinking on the balcony, right? And then I became a teenager, and that's where we went. We did the day trips to Wildwood, or we rented out the motel rooms, and then my in-laws had a house in Wildwood. So my post-21-year-old life was a lot of fun in Wildwood because of all the bars. Now that I'm slowing down a little bit, Brigantine's a great spot for the slowdown piece.
Yeah, but it's not just about the bar. I'm talking about kids.
No,
like
I know. The poll itself was about the kids.
Childhood. Like, right. Listen, bars are awesome. And, you know, listen, I'm not going to tell you that I wasn't, that I was 20.
The age, yeah.
That I was 21 when I was going down there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's got a little bit more, dirty feet going on in Wildwood.
And we got some legendary, like, Keenan's a legendary spot.
I know.
A ton of fun down there.
I know, but I'm talking more about, like, just the boardwalk itself.
Yeah, because Jen checks in. She goes, alcohol greater than dry town, which I agree. But the conversation is about growing up and the shore town. And it's between Ocean City and Wildwood. It's going to end up being, which shore town did you go to as a kid?
Of course.
That's what it's going to end up being, man.
Of course.
I had so many great memories in Ocean City. I'm sure I would have had the same great memories in Wildwood.
Right.
If that's where we vacationed instead. You know, I'm sure you kissed a girl when you were in sixth grade on Wildwood. Like, I kissed a girl when I was in sixth grade in Ocean City.
That's it, man.
You know.
Yay. Shore wars, baby. All right, let's get it started on the phones. Because the wars are happening. Steve's on his way to the shore. Stevie boy.
What's up, cuz? What's up, Junis?
What's going on, my boy? You're already going down now?
Yeah, man. I took the day off tomorrow, and I am on my way to my house in 18th and Central and North Wildwood.
Wildwood, baby.
Look out my back door. I can see the front door of Owens Pub.
Oh, you're living, man. You're living, brother.
Yep. Like Tuna said, my wife and I, we bought that house pre-pandemic. It's a triplex, and it's awesome.
Ah, good for you, man. That's awesome,
now, I
brother.
I heard you say earlier, cuz, you said you like Max. You're a Maxman, but you got to pair the Max with the curly fries.
Yeah, dude, the curly fries are way better. That's what I'm saying. The Wildwood Boardwalk has better treats than Ocean City Boardwalk.
It's all the same treats.
No,
yes, it is.
The curly fries are way better.
Dude, there's curly. It's literally called curly fries at Ocean City. It's the same thing. Yeah, it's all they own different spots or different shore points.
All right, well, you know, I talk out of my ass.
The only one that's different is Rehoboth with the vinegar fries. Other than that, it's all the same.
What about the lemonade?
Lemonade? They literally got a place that's called, like, Jilly's Lemonade Stand. It's all the same, man.
Yeah, but the Wildwood lemonade.
Oh, yeah, with the sugar's different.
It ain't the same, Judas. I just passed the cranberry farms on $6.79. It ain't the same, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's the best. That's awesome. I love it, brother. You're going to be down there. You're going to be tonight. Yeah. What are you doing tonight? You going to Owens tonight?
I probably will. My wife's in Arizona. She flies in later, and she's going to go from the airport straight down. My kids are driving down later with, like, 19 buddies.
Oh, you're living, brother. You're living. That's cool, man. That's going to be fun.
I'm going to tell you, cuz, suck it up right now with Moss and Anthony, man, because my twins are 20 years old now, and I miss the football days and all that, man. I miss it.
I bet you do. I you know, it's funny. I take Anthony, look at high schools. So we took him, my wife and I took him Monday. And I was just like, I can't believe she was crying. I was like, I know, I can't believe we're looking at high schools already. I mean, it's just amazing how fast it goes.
Yeah.
God bless you, bro. Listen, you have a great time. All right. And we'll put you down.
Love the show, guys.
Thanks, my brother. Wildwood it is.
What, because of one caller?
No, I'm just saying, for his vote. His vote.
See, now, this is disrespectful. The enforcer checks in. Ocean City is the Matisse Thybulle of shores. Come on, man. Come on, man. You can't go Matisse Thybulle.
You know, if the tease fits.
That's a G League player right there.
If the tease fits.
That's a guy that we totally overhyped in this city.
What's the best treat, Ocean City treat? See, my thing with you is that Wildwood is just so much bigger. It's got more choices. It's got more amusements.
But it's all what treat does Wildwood have that Ocean City?
I don't know. I mean, the level. What about the level of ice cream, dude? Ice cream parlors.
Yeah, you got a million of them.
I don't know. I don't know, buddy.
They both have 100 Corbros on them, and then they all have
the Corbros.
No, I know the legit.
They have
the legit
the seashell.
Ones.
In the crest, that's a fine
that
ice cream parlor. I don't know.
I thought that
close. I haven't been down since late. I go down. Listen, I'm a shoobie, right?
Right.
I go down. I don't have anybody with a shore house.
Right.
So what do I know? I got to go down for the
you
day.
Got eight people.
What?
You got me. You got Tooch. You got Bob.
Right.
You got Vince. Philly Sports Trips. Right. You got Hollis.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know, I'm not going to go impose.
Uncle Hollis going to walk.
Where's Hollis' beach house?
He's in Brigantine.
He is too?
Yeah. You can have him and Aunt work on the side.
Wow, that's actually a good idea.
Do some beach drills like McNabb.
Actually, that's a great idea.
Right when Five did the beach drills?
Yeah. That's a great idea. Actually, I'm going to put anything to work.
Yes, there you go. Fingers in the sand.
You know, dude. That beach football, man, is the best.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
The best. Let me get that.
Wildwood, by the way, you know, it's two football fields to get to the water.
That's true. It's true.
It's a minus. Now,
I agree.
It's a plus and a minus. The minus is it takes you forever to get there. The plus is if you try to play a game of wiffle ball in Ocean City, yeah, there's people walking through your game constantly. Wildwood, like, if you walk through my game, you're just an a-hole.
A slice of beach.
Right, exactly. So it's a plus and a minus.
Yeah, it's Sahara. I agree. Let's go to Al. You're on 97.5. The Fanatic. Go, Al.
Yo, what's going on, cuz? What's up, Chunas?
What's happening, Big Al?
Ain't nothing, man. Yo, I got to settle this debate. Wildwood is 100 times better than Ocean City, New Jersey. 100 times.
Thank you, my brother.
I'm going to say
something. You're a man with great short taste.
Listen, I understand.
And if you agree with me, you'd have no taste.
As a kid growing up, my mom wanted to take us to Ocean City, New Jersey. She said, it's more calmer. My grandma's coming. You know, but when we got older, she's like, Wildwood. We had Wildwood. We had the amusement park. We walk in the boardwalk at night. It's more live for kids as well. I feel like as you get older, Wildwood, like Tuna said, you want to go to Wildwood because it's like, you know, you can drink, you know. But I feel like Wildwood has more to offer, you know, not about the food, but just more for the kids. There's more to look at because the boardwalk is longer. You know, we can go to the Crest if you want a quiet area.
Yes.
Down to the Crest. Yes. You know what I mean?
But you don't have to go to the board, right? You don't have to go to the boards every night. Like, I know it's a money pit. Like, I believe me, I get it. I got two kids and they want to eat everything and they have a bottomless stomach and, you know, they want to go on every ride and they want everything. You know, the only thing I don't do is this t-shirt. Like, that's the biggest ripoff ever.
Oh, yeah. I'm not buying t-shirts. I'll be my own.
Right. Enough of that. No, that's the biggest ripoff.
Wait, you don't want to buy a pair of shorts that says, like, big booty on the back of it?
No, but I know. It is
juicy
nonsense.
Booty?
I know. No, but freaking they got Massimo with the
$60 Sandlot shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. Bastards. Rip me off. Oh, my
man.
God.
But enjoy the holiday, y'all, man.
You
enjoy
too, my brother. You too, Al. Thanks, buddy. Oh, man. We're walking by the store, one of those freaking stores. And then he's pointing at the
Killing Me Smalls.
Yeah. Sandlot t-shirt.
Which I got $15 and you.
I told Tam, no.
Could have gotten
eight of them. She's like, come on. Don't be like that. I'm like, no. You know what it is? You're going to get ripped off. You can't even go in there. Come on, your son. And then he wants that. And Aunt wants whatever he wanted.
This is, what, 2 years ago? So he's eight.
No, this is.
Oh, even before.
Yeah, this is well before.
So even more.
Even
more emotional.
Moss had to be five.
Yeah, okay.
Six, you know. Like, he was in that. You know, and of course, my wife's like, come on, don't be like that. And I go, dude, I tell the guy, I'm only paying whatever it was. What's the, don't try to rip me off, blah, 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 blah. And of course, he ripped me off. And I can't say nothing, right? Like, I'm starting to go, I go, yo, dude, you know, and I start arguing. And right away, my wife, see, this is where you're going to be, just. And I went outside. I go, you deal with it. And I walked outside. So there is a money pit ripoff component to that boardwalk. I will never deny that.
Yes.
But it's.
Why don't you impress your girlfriend? I remember getting that.
It's heaven, dude. It's kid heaven. All of it, anything you want. The jerseys.
We're still 50-50, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How many votes now, Dick?
Almost 800.
Oh, my God.
50-50, man.
Let's go to Mickey. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Mick.
Yo, guys.
What's up, mate?
Enjoying the show.
Thanks, good, buddy. Good.
Yeah, to do, I'll share my weekend plan real quick since you're talking Jersey Shore. I'm going to be going from Florida up to the Delaware Valley this weekend. I know you guys are like big history guys. I'll be going to a wedding Saturday, family wedding at the Fond Hill Castle in Doylestown.
Wow, that's nice, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, owned by Henry Mercer, old mansion styled by Byzantine, Gothic, and medieval architecture styles. So,
that wow, that's really dynamite, cool. Dude. Very cool.
And then I have an Eagles point and then an update on this TV series. So,
oh, yeah, we're doing I love you're moving on our series here.
Yeah. So the Eagles point is that I really love that the NFL in the offseason did not make a change to this,
the sneak?
I call it the quarterback mall. Yeah. Because, like, I'm a history guy. I know that football was invented by Walter Camp at Yale. They took rugby and they changed the rules around. But changing this rule, just it's too much of a departure from rugby where you can advance the ball, you pushing the player. It seems like it's like a adds like a little bit of a toughness to the sport, and I like it. And plus, it really worked for the Eagles, and Andy Reid just could not stop it. I love that.
You're right on, brother.
So at least they kept that for this year. And my update on the TV series: I submitted my screenplay for the environmental PI to the Miami Screenplay Awards, and it. I didn't win, but I was a finalist, a quarter finalist.
Nice.
30%.
Very cool, buddy. I'm proud of you. I'm glad you're taking our idea and your movie. You're running with it, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I just have some weaknesses I got to turn into strengths with the writing, and they told me that the concept's good. You just got to make it a little less straightforward with the obstacles involved for the protagonist, and then you could pitch it. That you can put together what they call a pitch deck.
I've done a lot of that stuff. You have no idea. It's a little harder than it seems. I'll tell you that much.
It does not sound easy.
No, it's not. But I think you got to start yours. I'm telling you, should be more reality based, more of a docu-series. And then it gets descripted because we got to brand you as the PI. All right. You can brand you first and then we turn it into a scripted piece. All right. So keep an eye out for big cases that we can roll with because you are the environmental cop, Mickey, the environmental cop. Yeah.
All right.
All right, buddy. Good stuff. Oh, yeah. Hollywood's a tough route. trust me, man.
Keep hoping. Keep praying. Keep fighting. Philadelphia, we fight.
Trust me, man. It's a tough route, buddy. And you ain't getting there by submitting in contests.
I mean, you can turn Shore Wars into something. You got an imagination.
Listen to this. This is the best. Matt Finelli says going to Wildwood is like Vegas for kids. That's the truth. Wildwood is Vegas for kids.
You gotta tell me Ocean City's Martha Vineyards or something.
I mean, Vegas?
It's got all the same stuff, man. This poll is about where did you vacation? It's the same thing.
Ocean City is not Vegas.
They have amusement parks. They have arcades. They have French fries, lemonade, all the treats, cotton candies, you name it. They all got the same stuff. Half the companies are the same. They just switched the names, probably a letter here and there.
It's not Vegas.
Everything's cash. They're all full of it. It's all the same, man.
It's not Vegas. It might be like Seattle for kids, but it's not Vegas. Come on, bro. Come on, Dick.
It's Atlantic City, bro. Got a piece of Vegas there.
610-632-0975.
Brigantine's just a quick taxi cab ride away, man. I've seen some things.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
It's weird around 4 or 5 in the morning out there. Trust me.
610-632-0975. It's the Shore Wars 2023 right here. Cuz Ready with the Tunis. 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.